Good evening, everybody. It's a great pleasure to see so many people here at such a short notice. I'm here, I think, introducing it because I'm the president of BSEE, but I'm also acquainted with the four visitors from Iraq who've come this evening, and I'm absolutely delighted to see them here, as I'm sure all of you are. There's Dr. Amira Idan, the director of the Iraq Museum, Mr. Saad al-Musawi, Mr. Haidar Hussain, who's from the Ministry of Tourism and Antiquities, and Katan al-Abid, who is the director of the Basra Museum. And I have to say straight away that I was extremely relieved yesterday, day before yesterday, at Heathrow Airport to see them appear into the arrivals lounge, because, of course, as you all know, it has proved very difficult lately for visitors from the Middle East to secure British visas. Fortunately, in this case, following some high-level intervention, it did work. So we're really delighted to have you all here. It's a terrific pleasure for us to be able to welcome you here in London, when we so often have partaken of your hospitality in Iraq. Well, what's going to happen this evening is that, first of all, Dr. Amira is going to talk to us about the Iraq Museum, and then Katan is going to talk to us about the museum in Basra. I think what we'll do is have the two presentations going on seamlessly, so I won't pop up between the two. So I'll introduce both of them now at the same time. You're all aware of the terrible problems which beset the Iraq Museum in 2003. A great deal of looting, a lot of wanton destruction and damage, many objects stolen. And that is the context in which Dr. Amira has had to work for much of the last 10 years. And I think it's impossible to overemphasize the difficulties and the horrors of working in that sort of situation. Daily problems in Baghdad. Very, very difficult circumstances, and I think you've done absolute wonders in doing what you have been able to achieve particularly during the last 5 or 6 years. Now, is it about 8 galleries in the Iraq Museum are open? And in the circumstances, I think this is a terrific achievement, and I look forward to hearing more about that from Dr. Amira. Mr. Katan, the director of the Basra Museum, is involved in developing a new museum for Basra. This project goes back to 2007, when the British Army was still in Iraq under the charge of Major General Barney Whitespanner, who I'm very pleased to see is here with us this evening. And I hope people will forgive me for saying that General Barney, amongst his military and more particularly political colleagues, is particularly, especially enlightened in that he is one of the few people to have taken an interest in cultural heritage and the preservation of it in Iraq. And when he was appointed in command of the British troops, he, at the suggestion of a few colleagues here, looked around in southern Iraq to see where the greatest needs were. They sent people to various of the museums in southern Iraq, I think to Kut Amara, Nasiriyah, Basra, and decided that most good could be done by concentrating on the museum in Basra. And they made contact with the director of the Basra Museum, Qatan al-Abid and started negotiations with him about trying to develop a new museum in Basra. And I have to say that Khatam was willing, at great risk to himself, actually, to negotiate with the army and the British authorities, and made frequent visits to the airport where the troops were based to discuss the project. So that's been ongoing since 2007. The project manager in the initial stages was Major Hugo Clark, who also is with us this evening. Welcome, Hugo. And to try and take this forward, we've established something called the Friends of the Basra Museum, which is a UK-based charity. And thanks to a very generous donation from BP, the Friends of Basra Museum which is actually under the chairmanship of Sir Terence Clark, has had resources to at least kickstart the project, and now the bulk of the funding has been taken up by Basra Provincial Council. But I don't want to say any more about that, because Khatan's here this evening to tell us all about it himself. What I would like to say is that the Basra Museum project was initiated, as you've heard, by the British Army. It was then taken up by the British Museum. But this visit now by our four Iraqi colleagues has been sponsored by BISI, by the British Institute for the Study of Iraq, very generously sponsored. And this is a wonderful example, I think, of how BISI can act as a facilitator in terms of cultural heritage projects and bring different parties together. So thank you very much indeed, Eleanor Robson, the chairman of BISI, and all members of the council for sponsoring the visit of our Iraqi colleagues. I think without further ado, I'd like to ask you all to welcome Dr. Amira to come and talk to us about the Iraq Museum. Dr. Amira.
Thank you so much, Dr. Kearns. Good evening. I'm going to talk about the Iraqi Museum during and after 2003, briefly, to give enough time to the main presentation for Mr. Qahtan concerning Basra project, the reason why we are here. So first, familiar photo during 2003, what happened for the main gate for the museum. Some photos just to remember what happened for some masterpieces in Iraqi Museum, the Uruk vase, one of the statue of Hatrian Gallery, smashed by the looters. Of course, the storages, which was the main goal for the looters, and what happened to all our storages of artifacts in Iraqi Museum. That's enough. I have to talk about the effort to rehabilitate the galleries, the storages, the people in Iraqi Museum. This is the big Assyrian gallery, the stages of rehabilitation of the gallery. And this is the final shape after requalifying by the Italian side. The same gallery. This is the new, the second Assyrian gallery. Was opened just 2 months by the Minister of Tourism, finished also and requalified by the Italian. This two Lamaso for many years was erected in the great Assyrian gallery and moved now to the new one, also by the same project of the Italian. The second Assyrian gallery rehabilitated, one of the showcases. the same gallery. Another gallery, a new Babylonian one. Uruk vase after conservation. The storages, the new, this is the cuneiform storage. You see the previous one and this is the new one. This is the old object, the old storage for different materials. This is also. I'm going to focus in my presentation about the looted and recovered item. I'm afraid it's in Arabic, but we can see the returning item from 2003 until end of December of last year. I'm going to only to say about the total amount of returning item. So we can see here, this is the total for the miscellaneous pieces, different pieces. The total from 2003 until December last year was 48,843. From the coins, the second line, the returning items from the same time was 79,921. The last one, which is belong to the IM numbers, the returning items is 4,310. This is the list of the artifact still not recovered yet in Arabian countries. First one, the Emirate in Dubai, 71 pieces, different pieces still not recovered yet. The second from Abu Dhabi, 128. Especially tablets and some pottery and glasses, different materials seized by the customs in Abu Dhabi since 2008. Two from Lebanon, the famous pieces, which is the head of Senatrox. The second one is the what is called the case of Golden Eagle, was stolen from the Museum of Saddam. Third, Kuwait, 44 pieces still not recovered yet. Four, Qatar, different materials still not recovered. Jordan, 343. Algeria, one pieces. Syria, different pieces. List of artifacts in European and foreign countries. Switzerland, one pieces belong to Sumerian king. It's a tablet, cuneiform tablet. Seven, Canada, different materials. Belgium, two pieces. Israel, many, many pieces. United States of America, different kind of collection, many universities and museums. Italia, 89. A cuneiform tablet, Turkish many pieces, Sweden two pieces, Malta and Turkey different pieces. This is a list of the artifacts recovered since 2008 until 2003 from Emirate, statue 2006, Syria 701 2008, Jordan 2469. 2008, all these pieces recovered from that time. Saudi Arabia, three coins, 40 different materials. Jordan, Lebanon, two, not two, 70, this is not correct, 78 different materials. Italia, 30 pieces. Sweden, two cylinder seals. United States of America, different collections. Peru, three cuneiform tablet. Egypt, one statue. Germany, different materials. Turkish, four pieces. Holland, 73 pieces. Japan, seven cuneiform tablet. Switzerland, two big slide from Assyrian palaces, Finland, 5 pieces, Australia, 9, Spain, 9 and 2, 22, London, 32, Norwich, 60 pieces, France, 13. This is a sample of recovering item. The ass of Shulgi was returning 2011. Statue of Hercules was returning by an Iraqi citizen. Different collection of golden coins. Spain, the collection of the Spain. London, last year, this year. Sorry. USA, Lebanon collections. Germany. Cylinder seals, and this is the most important pieces. It's a golden pole from the ceremony grave, the royal grave in Ur was returning last year. It's one of the most important pieces that was returned during the last period. We're still following up the other cases. When I mentioned this list on the cases, these cases which we received from the Interpol, and we have a file and following up the procedures and legal way to return in. But there is many other collection in auctions and other places. We still not recovering yet. We are facing many problems, especially with returning looted item from the site, because whenever we are asking to returning some materials, they have we have to prove that it's from Iraqi museum, from Iraq. So we have to give something written, some document. And since the majority of the stolen materials are from the virgin archaeological sites, we don't have anything to give to prove that it's this materials are from Iraq. And we are also facing problem with the many countries because of the local law, which is no problem for the people to own materials from different countries. We still, as I said, we're still working now to rehabilitate the our galleries. The last project now for the galleries is for the Islamic Gallery by Torino Scavi in Italy. They are now working to rehabilitate the Islamic Gallery by having a section for what is called Shrine of Al-Marjaniya School. And for the other activities, the recovering of the item, we're still working. Last 2 weeks, I bagged from Lebanon, brought back 6 coins, including them 2 golden Umayyad coins. And we're still working on this file. Thank you so much.
Good evening, everybody. Before I start, just I want to thank the BC and Dr. John Curtis and Mr. Neil McGregor, the Director General for the Fisher Museum, for supporting our visit to UK. I want to give a very brief introduction about Basra. Basra located in southern Iraq, about 600 kilometers southern Baghdad on the Gulf. It was the first Islamic city outside the Arabian Peninsula. Was built in 635 AD by the leader Utba ibn Ghazwan. It has a very big historical buildings like these buildings for Hassan al-Basri. He's one of the Muhammad the Prophet companion, and also Anas ibn Malik. And Basra is the largest city with the heritage buildings, mostly Ottoman. All of this history, I think it's very important to make a new museum for the city. So the old museum was start work in 1970 the Directorate of Antiquities and Heritage suggests to use the Greek consulate in that time to be the museum for Basra. As you see, this building is a heritage building, and now it's with a bad condition. We can't use it for a new museum for the city. So the idea started, as Dr. John Curtis say, in 2007 from the British Iraqi side to transfer one of the Saddam Hussein palaces to a new museum for the city. Saddam Hussein has a complex palaces in southeast Basra. There is a five main palaces in this complex. So we suggest both to use the Lakeside Palace to be a new museum for the city because it has a nice space for the gallery and exhibition. So we have visits from international experts like Dr. John Curtis and Margaret Van Ness from Germany, Elizabeth Stone from the Stony Brook University, to see this building, if it is right to be a museum or not. And all people agree it's a nice building to be a new museum. So we have very hard work with the Iraqi government to get this building, because after the British Army left this complex, there was Iraqi some offices from the central Iraqi government living there. And it took 2 years to get the buildings, and as you see, we go very quickly to put our logo on the building. The building located on the Shatt Al Arab Bank, it has two main floors. We suggest to use the ground floor because it has a very nice space for the exhibitions to be the galleries for the museum. So you can see here on the right side, we suggest to use this room to be a Basra gallery, and the other one on the left side, the Sumerian gallery and Babylon, and also a Syrian gallery and a temporary exhibition, and also we can use it for education. The first floor will be for the staff offices and meeting room and library and the storage room and also laboratory. After that, the British side suggests to establish a new committee called Friends on Basra Museum, as Dr. John introduced this for you, to support the project and make different activities in the future with us. So they invite me to the British Museum to prepare the paper and the project details to start with the project. So that's what we did in that time. This is the Basra Gallery. We suggest to use this room to be for all the historical story in Basra from different period, starting from Hellenistic and Parthian and Sasanian and Islamic. This is just a virtual object, just to give you an idea about the type of the object it will be in this gallery. Here is the Sumerian gallery also, suggest to make it for the whole period for the Sumerian civilization, from the late prehistoric period and early dynastic III and Akkadian period, rulers of Lagash and Ur III. This is also just a virtual object to see what type of what kind of object will use in this gallery. This is the Assyrian gallery, Babylon gallery. Also, we made, before starting with the first phase of the project, we made the big conference in Basra, supported by the British Council in Basra, especially Alice Welpel. She was the British consulate in Basra, and also she's a member of the Friends of Basra Museum. To give announcement, we'll start with this project and invite many important people from the Iraqi parliament and also from the cultural ministry and from the Ministry of Tourism and Antiquities and the Basra governor and the chairman of the Basra Professional Council. also the some members of Basra Provincial Council. In May 2012, the Friends of Basra Museum support to start with the first phase of the project. The British Army was living in this palace before, so it has some damage from the bomb from the Iraqi side. As you see, there's some damage here in the main wall in front of the in the face of the museum, and here in the column. We suggest to start or to focus on the security things for the first phase. So we closed all the windows in the ground floor, and also main the security doors for the galleries and for the main entrance, and also make the new drain network. And establish about five toilets, three in the ground floor for the visitors and two for the first floor for the staff. Restoration for the dome also, because it was bombed. Also the lighting around the building outside. Clearing the area around the building. And the old water network in the building, it's very bad condition. It has many problems to reuse again. So we made the new water network for the whole building, and also cleaning the drain canals and the main manhole and around the buildings. The first phase took about 7 months, from May until November 2012. As you see now here, there is no windows. It's closed all with the concrete. And this is the security doors. It's very heavy doors, about 3 tons each one. And using some security keys like fingerprint, printer, and password, and the card. This is the toilet for the visitors. Also the lighting around the buildings, water tank on the dome. So we suggest now, not now, years before, we suggest to ask the Basra government to support the second phase. We ask them to give us about $2,500,000 for the second phase. So they agreed and we got the money. Will start very soon. I hope next month we'll start with this project to make main phase around the buildings. And also, this is just a design for the main fence and design for the aluminium glass fence for the gardens around the buildings. Here you can see the plan for the museum, and we have three gardens outside and small restaurant here, and we have two cafeteria on the top of the Sumerian Gallery and the Basra Gallery. It gives a very nice view to the Shatt al-Arab River, and also car park for public there and for special visitors and VIP. It's here near close from the main entrance. The second phase, the LED lighting will be with the second phase. A spotlight for the showcases. Also, we ask for $1 million more for the showcases. About 106 showcases will be for this for the second phase from the Basra government, and they agreed and they give us the money to bring these showcases. For other projects, in Basra, we have different activities there. So we suggest for the governor to use all the palaces in this complex for a cultural use. We suggest to use these palaces for museums. So he was agreed for that, and he gave us another palaces for three museums, Natural History Museum, and Technology Museum and Martyrs Museum. Also, we have a project to make a restoration for the old museum, because it is a heritage buildings, so it will be a heritage museum for the city. Just 2 months ago, we started with this project. Next 8 months, we'll finish from this project, and it will be opening for the public. We have very big project with the Basra government. We got about $15 million to make a restoration for 36 heritage buildings in old Basra city, in the center of the governorate, to be a tourism site for the visitors. All of these buildings located on the Al Ashar River. We just a week ago finished from this project. It's Bedr Shakar Al Sayab boat house. They are waiting for my return for opening. So it will be a small museum for his publication and library, and like a small cultural center for Bedr Shakar Al Sayab. It was like this, the building. This is before the restoration. We have a geophysical survey for the Basra Islamic City for the about 2 hectares, and it's a huge archaeological site. And after that, for $1 million, and after that, we have a very big excavation, archaeological excavation, for about $3 million to be also a tourism site for the visitors. Also, we have support and participated with the marshland nomination file to be on the World Heritage List. I'm working as a focal point for the cultural team with the Ministry of Tourism and Antiquities to prepare the nomination file. This year we'll finish, we hope we'll finish this year and sending to the World Heritage next year. And this is just an idea. We give it for, yes, it's a layer of Ur. There is Basrawi architecture. He just designed this this shape of the tower, a new tower, and the Basra government agreed to build it in Basra to be a gate of Iraq. It's like, it's the first time using civilization with a new building, and it's a good idea to be in Basra. I made a short film with this 3 or 4 minutes about Basra in general and the marshland and the heritage building. So please enjoy it with the Basra music. The corner of the tiger and the frost. Thank you. Thank you.
Dr. Amira, Mr. Khatan, thank you both for such beautiful and inspiring talks to show us how hard you're all working to renew Iraq's cultural heritage and to show how friends and colleagues in other parts of the world are helping you too, including many people here in this room. I have seen on this last montage, I could see Lami Al-Ghailani and Terence Clark as well as John Curtis. For me, this is my first meeting with Dr. Amira and Mr. Khatan, though I've heard many good things about them over the years. My recent visits to Iraq, I have failed to meet them, so I'm delighted that they're here. I'd like to add a couple of further words of thanks. The list is endless. You can imagine it takes a lot of work to get to persuade the UK Border Agency to make things happen. So first and foremost, Lauren Mulvey, our administrator, has worked tirelessly, ceaselessly for months, it seems, to make this happen. So thank you very much to Lauren. And I think we should also thank the Department of Culture, Media and Sport, who intervened and made sure that the visas really would happen. So thank you to them. Now I think I'd like to invite Dr. Mira and Mr. Khatan back to the stage because I'm sure you have questions. There are so many exciting things they showed us, some of them tantalizingly brief. So if anyone has questions, Lauren has a microphone. Would you like to bring one up here as well for our speakers so they can sit down and be comfortable? Who would like to ask? There's a question at the back.
Hello. How many museums are you planning to open, and what sort of timetable for them to finish?
Five museums.
Sorry?
Five.
Five. And how long this project is going to?
We just 2 months ago started with the Heritage Museum and the Civilization Museum. We just finished from the first phase and will start very soon with the second phase. We hope the opening will be in the spring of 2015 because, you know, we have to bring the object from the Iraqi museum storage and it takes some time. And the Heritage Museum, next 8 months, it will be ready for the visitors. And the other museums, it's not for our directorate, it's for the University of Basra and for the Basra Governorate Office. But we support and suggest the project and we help them with the exhibition and gallery.
Okay. Thank you.
Don't be shy now. Three hands. Let's start from the back. Yes.
Just about the collection in Basra from Dr. Khatan, because I think there were quite a lot of artifacts were in Basra City. Did the figures that we saw apply to the whole Iraqi collection, or were they just the Baghdad collection? Are there still items to come back to specifically to Basra, or do you think you've got a hold now on most of them?
You know, Basra, it has a very nice situation now. It's very secure. So we can return some collection to Basra Museum. It depends about the security and the about the situation in the governorate.
So,
do you think you've got where now where most of the collection is? Do you know, are there still items you're waiting to get back specifically for Basra? Now you've got the security. Are there items which you're still keen to get?
Have you found all the missing things from Basra? All the so Dr. Amira gave a list of
for Basra, it's only
that's for all of them.
No, from Basra because we sent our collection in 1991 when the Arab to the Iraqi Museum of Storage, so we don't know. Yeah.
All the material, anything that is found anywhere in Iraq, will end up in the Iraq Museum.
There is a central storage.
Returned thing from all of.
Thank you, Lamia. And Jane had a question, and then we'll come back to you. So So Jane Moon and Robert Killick, sitting next to her, are running a fabulous excavation in the south of Iraq. I was very privileged to visit earlier this year. So they obviously have a local interest.
Thank you for those kind words. We hope there'll be more next year too. I just had a question. It's really about the other museums. You spoke to us about Iraq Museum and Basra Museum. Are there any ideas or plans to open, say, Nasriya Museum or other regional ones? Yes. How is that now?
All the provinces museums under development. You ask especially about Nasriya Museum. Yes, it is now under the development funding by the province itself. There is Al Umara, and there is a very huge museum in Tikrit, Saladin. The other region in Mosul, it's finished. It's already opened. Also in Kirkuk, the same, it's finished. But we still hesitate to send some materials because of the security position. Al Anbar as well. Diyala, it's working. Provins, which is still unstable in security position, we opened the museum with copies, not with the original pieces. So it's all the provins we are working now on developing the museums.
I must say that as a bureaucrat, I felt tremendous sympathy with Dr. Amira in her task of trying to retrieve these objects from so many different countries. It must be a nightmare. So sympathy to you, Dr. Amira. Are there any countries where the local law or other considerations are such that you have a fear you will never get them back, or do you think that in the end you'll get all the items back from all countries?
Yes, especially Germany, for example. We are facing many problems in Germany because the local legislation is not giving a limit for the people to obtain the object. Different countries, in fact, we have to work hardly with the local legislation. Some countries, their local laws did not fit the 17th Convention of UNESCO, you know. This is the main convention we are working on to returning the artifacts, especially the documented artifact. So yes, Germany, many countries. I'm not going to tell details about especially countries, but a case of Germany, it is a real problem for us. So we erected a lawyer now to following up our looted artifact there.
Thank you. Sorry, I was pointing to Glenn first and then Terry, sorry.
Dr. Amira, can you say a word about the present situation with regard to looting from sites? Presumably, that is continuing in some places because of the problem of security. And are artifacts still being smuggled out of Iraq?
You know, the looting of the site is an old story. It's in fact still going on because, you know, all the Iraqi fill with the different site, and the archaeological site itself usually occur in a very distant area, away from the official institution, away from the governorate. So that's why the mafia of the antiquities play on this side. But it is now rather different because we establish what is called the police of antiquities. They are now having a tour around the site. It is different now, but yes, it is still going on.
For Mr. Khatan, are there particular types of international cooperation that you think are important for the future of the Basra museums? Are there particular types of cooperation you would like to develop with other countries?
It's good to have a different collaboration with the international museums or team. And at the present, we have only with the British Museum collaboration. We hope in the future to have a collaboration with the other museums. It's a pleasure to get more experience and more ideas about the museum.
Thank you. And there was a question at the back there. Sorry, Lauren.
Hi, thanks for a really interesting talk. I just had two questions. I mean, the first was on, in terms of the periods that you cover. I noticed there wasn't anything about the modern period of Iraq state formation, for example. To what extent do you have plans to build museums that might deal with that or incorporate that into existing museums? And my other question was, what programs do you run with schools, for example, like educational programs, outreach programs, that kind of thing?
As I understand, you are asking about the schools. Yes, Iraqi Museum and the other museum in the province is not officially opened. It's still under development, but we are receiving a visit from different school and colleges per week, but also in a very limited way. Still waiting for the unofficial opening for all the museum to start for such kind of project. Thank you.
Well, I should add, when I was at the Iraq Museum 6 months ago, there was a very large and lively group of school children having great fun. And I also met your excellent director of education there. So there are, nothing officially is happening, but there's a lot of activity nevertheless. So the gentleman's first question was, do you have any plans for Iraq's recent history in the museum? From the beginning of modern Iraq through the 20th century.
This does not belong to us. It belongs to another directorate called the Heritage Directorate. Yes, there is a museum for Abdul Karim Qasim, you know, the previous president of Iraq, and there is another idea to open a royal, the time of the royal family museum. Yes, there is an idea, but it does not belong to us.
Lami.
Amira, there was in the list of returned objects, it's the coins. 79,000?
Yes.
My God.
Yes, different periods.
Are not from the museum.
No.
They are all new.
No. It's all from the illegal digging in the sites. Yes.
And two more questions and then we'll.
The pieces that you mentioned, do we have their number, the BM number?
Which pieces, sorry? IM number, no, it's from the sites. Illegal digging from the sites.
Not from the Iraq Museum.
From the archaeological
site. Okay, how about the ones from the Iraq Museum? Don't they have their number on it?
Yes, of course. The code of IM number.
Wouldn't that make it easier to ask for?
It is very easy. In case of the looted item from Iraqi Museum, it's so easy to bring it back. But the problem with the artifact stolen from the site.
Thank you.
And those objects with the Iraq Museum numbers, do they include some coins?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I noticed from the table you showed us, the UK was not mentioned as a what came to the UK. Was there any reason?
Sorry, I did not hear.
Shall I say it again? When you showed the list, the United Kingdom, this country, wasn't on your list.
No, it was.
It was.
Yes. There is many cases still in the United Kingdom, but last year we recovered some collections.
Thank you both very much. I think we have one final question.
Yes.
And then
sorry about that. I came late, actually. And I just want to ask about, there are some museums inside the big museum of Iraq, particularly in Baghdad, because where I used to work there in 1976 to 1978. So I left the country after that anyway. But we left a huge and a very interesting museum of the children museum, where the school used to come
and visiting, you know, these kind of, we used to kind of really decorate it with lots of nice artworks, you know, collected from different artists at that time. I don't know if it's still going on or...
The building, yes, but the decoration, no, it's no longer, because there was a bombing near the, you know, it's outside of the, near the outside. So next year, there will be a project by the Ministry of Tourism and Antiquities to rehabilitate this museum.
Thank you.
Well, on that very happy note, let's thank our speakers again. Thank you very much indeed. And we wish them well for the rest of their visit and their work with the Friends of Basra Museum. But now, if there's an opportunity to talk to them individually, because we're going to go through to the back room here for a small reception. So do join us for a drink and a little something to eat. And thank you all very much indeed for coming and for your great interest.
ادور عليه
لان ما شايله غيره
مو هنا ما جايبه
والعباس خليها
العباس ضبط الجنطه شوفي اذا وقف خطوه قبل ماكو
بس جيني هذا هناك شنو هذا انا قلت لا اخاف احد يسالني
والله ضبط الجنطه
خليته تي ما
Yeah.